Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:16 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line right now by our very good friend, J.C. Bowman, the president of Professional Educators of Tennessee. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing today?
Well, miss having you here in studio, but you've got a very, very busy schedule. You're the expert on what's going on in K-12 public education in Tennessee. What on earth happened down in Shelby County with the superintendent of schools there who just resigned under a cloud? Tell us about that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that happened, number one, he got divorced. And what ended up happening is in the divorce papers, apparently he had had affairs, allegedly, with three employees that he supervised. So he's been suspended. So subsequently, the school board negotiated a buyout of his contract, giving him, and keep in mind, he was making over $300,000 a year, but they basically gave him $450,000 to go away. But what's unusual about this is that now they're hiring him back to serve as a consultant on the hire of the next superintendent.
Are you kidding me?
No. So that's one of the things that nobody has actually broken into. The Daily Memphian actually called me on that. And I mean, I can't say it's unethical. I think that's it depends on the definition of who's pushing ethics, but it's certainly inappropriate. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. I mean, why would you hire somebody? And look, the school board technically only has one real job, and that is to hire and to manage the superintendent of schools. And then they're hiring the previous superintendent to help them select the next guy. It's odd, and it when you lose trust in your institutions like that, that just, to me, just is a bad path forward for Shelby County Schools.
The guy's name is Joris Ray. How did he get the gig to begin with?
Well, he was the lawyer for the previous superintendent, Dorsey Hopkins, and Dorsey resigned abruptly and went into to consulting with another some company out there, and I think a hospital actually, and on diversity issue, and is making actually more money. So he was the attorney for the system, and he just stepped into that position.
You know, this is not exactly what you call an example of moral leadership.
No, and you know what? It sends a message to your teacher. I'm always talking either way, but you know, we get this painted to us, and we're like, and we go, well, that's a school board decision. We keep blaming other entities and everything, and I go, this is a school board that is failing. Now, in fairness, some of these people are. One of them, I think, got voted off, and the next one, and so there's a new school board coming in September. So they could, in turn, say, look, Joris, thank you for your time. Hit the road.
Dr. Joris Ray, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's a doctor. I think he's just an attorney. But, you know, it's interesting that they want to go do a national search, and of course, obviously, and he's in the middle of it. But, if that position was there and they put it online, people are going to come flock to you to get $300,000 a year. Number one, but there's people in Tennessee. There's Marlon King in Jackson right next to it that is doing a great job. I mean, he's turned that school system around a lot and restructured it. African-American gentleman does great work, kind of a reformer within the system. He's a good person. There's a lady in Miss Gilmore or Dr. Gilmore in Charleston, South Carolina, that has led the school turnaround effort there. They are now one of the top performing districts right outside of Charleston, who is a Memphis native and lived there for years and has come back. So those are two front runners that if Joris Ray is involved in it, they probably don't even consider the job.
Yeah, he's a 1992 graduate of Whitehaven High School, got his bachelor's and doctorate degrees from the University of Memphis. So apparently he has a doctorate in something.
Yeah, there you go. But again, and that's just, and it's just, constantly we're sitting here going, but Memphis, and I'll give him some credit. He was doing some good things over there. Some things that needed to be fixed. And, I mean, Memphis is just constantly evolving, and we need to get that system on track, because if you get Memphis fixed and you get National Public Schools fixed, the two schools systems alone would drive Tennessee to the middle of all every kind of ranking that you could ever imagine on student
So, J.C., you said something that I don't think is possible. If you get the public school system in Shelby County and Davidson County fixed, you know, they're going in the wrong direction. There's one element going on right now. The education savings account program is in effect in Davidson County and in Shelby County for selected individuals who earn under $65,000 a year. There are now reports that I think at least 50 of the applications have been approved, and I think there's 40 schools that are taking them. Explain the education savings account program, and why is it taking so long for it to take off?
Well, a couple things. Number one, they're rushing the program out because they're trying to. It's going to be fraught with lawsuits for the next decade. People coming in and that. But basically the money flows with the child and they can move it. But Michael, the money that goes to the child is $7,500. Here's the problem. It costs $10,000 to get into some of the lower level schools that are accepting these schools. So basically there's a huge differential. So the parent who is usually very poor and cannot afford the extra $2,500. So they've tried to figure out how to game that system on the other one side. And on the other side, there are some schools that have come in and said, well, hey, give us $7,500. We'll take the child. There's a lack of, we can give money, but there's a lack of places where these kids can go to, get to, and benefit from. So I'm not sure that rushing the system was the best way. But I understand. I mean, they came out. The Supreme Court ultimately said that it was constitutional. It violated the home rule, but they basically said that they could do it because it did violate it and whatever. But then they're trying to rush and put the program together. But school had already started or was about to start. I think it was a week out when the judicial ruling came out. And so they've tried to put together the program and basically in a week or two. And so that's the program's just, you know, and you know you're going to see problems. So, and here's one of the things, too, Michael, that they have to give up their IDEA rights, which means if you have a disability, that you lose that disability and you no longer accept services. So this is going to not be beneficial to children with disabilities. So that's a couple things going on there. If they're going to do it, they're going to have to get it fixed. But I don't know that there's appetite to take up this issue back at the legislature right now.
Tell us a little bit about Professional Educators of Tennessee. What's your website? What do you do that's different than what the unions do here in Tennessee?
Yes, sir. So Professional Educators of Tennessee, we're a non-union alternative. We do not give money to to political candidates, political parties, or any of that. We offer the same services. We have legal services, member benefits. Our member benefits are second to none. Professional development. We do advocacy work, both on behalf of teachers and for schools at the thing. And we're at the Capitol on a regular basis, talking to members of the General Assembly and talking to them about education issues. And we're just grateful every time we get an opportunity to come on and talk to them. But our website is
proedtn.org. Proedtn.org. Now, last question for you. I've been talking to a lot of friends on both who work as teachers in K-12 public schools and also in private schools, and here's what they tell me. They tell me that teachers in the classroom are getting more and more aggravation from all levels. They are getting it from the parents, from the students, and the administration. Are you hearing that as well?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely, that's true. And that is They're, you know, and parents, the problem with parents, and I say this and as I explain it, is that we have failed to communicate with parents. We have failed to listen. I mean, that's the other thing, is that we forget that it is a public service, and we need to listen to parents. We need to take the wisdom that they do bring sometimes and listen to them and try to reflect that. But at the same time, we've got to communicate better with parents, and we're just not doing that. But the administrators, one of the biggest things that nobody addresses, we talk about teacher shortage, and that's one thing, and we can get into that issue. It's not the lack of people with degrees that are out there. That's what some of the people that you and I talk a lot to. They go, oh, there's people with degrees up there in education that could teach. Well, they don't want to teach, so if they don't want to teach, it's a shortage. But back to this, but there's a lack of administrators, Michael. And what happens is people do not want to be administrators. And so you get inexperienced administrators who do not know how to deal with the public. They make a lot of mistakes. And then they're supervising teachers. And, I mean, they just, teachers don't feel supported. And that's at every level.
Yeah, and I think that's the bottom line. Teachers don't feel supported by anyone. And so I think that's one of the main reasons why there is such a shortage of teachers right now. But we'll talk about this and more next time you're back with us. J.C. Bowman, president of Professional Educators of Tennessee, on the web at proedtn.org. J.C., it is always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.
All right. When we come back, the original All-Star panelist, Carmichael, and we will have a commentary back after this.